Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Shriram Pistons and Ring Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this call is being recorded. Today, from the management, we have with us Mr. Krishna Kumar Srinivasan, Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Prem Rathi, Executive Director and Legal and Company Secretary. I'm sorry, Mr. Prem Rathi, Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Pankaj Gupta, Deputy Executive Director, Head Legal and Company Secretary. Before we begin, let me remind you that this discussion may contain forward-looking statements that may involve known or unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors. It may be viewed in conjunction with the business risk that could cause future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what is expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Krishna Kumar for his opening remarks, post which we will open the floor for an interactive question-and-answer session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Deepika. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of the company, I would like to express our sincere gratitude to each one of you joining our Q1 FY25 earnings call today. Our investor presentation and press release have been uploaded on the company's website and the stock exchanges, and we hope you all have had the opportunity to go through the same. We have started the financial year 2025 on a very positive note as we deliver a strong consolidated financial performance, both in terms of the top line and profitability in this quarter. Our revenue from operations witnessed a 17% year-on-year increase, and profit after tax grew by 15% year-on-year, owing to improvements in operational efficiencies and productivities across various business functions. We have been able to maintain our margins in this quarter. Same has been the case with our standalone business also, considering that it's a cyclic lean quarter for the auto industry. In a usually lean quarter for the auto industry in general, on a weighted average basis, the industry reported a 3% growth in sales volume in quarter 1 FY25as compared to quarter 1 24, whereas our growth was around 7% on the standalone basis. Thus, we have continued to outgrow the end markets. This was mainly supported by the positive consumer sentiments in the two-wheeler and the three-wheeler sales, which increased by 20.4% and 14.3% respectively. However, the passenger vehicles and commercial vehicles saw an average growth during this period. This growth is normally very typical in the first quarter of any financial year for the passenger vehicle segment. We are now taking various strategic initiatives to expand our product portfolio into ICE agnostic products and alternate fuel solutions like hybrid, hydrogen, CNG, flex, HCNG, etc., to ensure that we continue to grow in the long term and also continue to de-risk our business model, which includes the diversification into EV mobility solutions and high precision injection molded parts through our recent acquisitions. I would also like to share that both SPR Takahata and SPR EMFI have been very successful in winning new businesses and are taking good strides in their respective businesses. I am also happy to state that our ICE products also continues to grow with all the various different alternate solutions that we have provided to our customers and also for various applications into hybrid vehicles. As you are aware, we are in the process of building a state-of-the-art manufacturing facility for SPR EMFI in Coimbatore, near to our existing facility. We are also happy to inform that we have started construction of the new plant near Coimbatore. We are also in the process of acquiring a land parcel adjacent to our SPR Takata factory in Neemrana. Both these strategic capex will help us to maintain our growth trajectory in the years to come. You might already be aware that our existing facility in Pithampur has already started operations last year itself, and we are progressing well to grow the business there. With reference to the recently announced union budget, I would like to highlight that the government's proposal of exempting customs duty on import of critical minerals like lithium and cobalt and the extension of concessional duties on lithium ion cells will further boost the demand for EVs. In addition to this, the government's push on manufacturing infrastructure development would only propel overall economic growth, which would further help in continuing the automobile sector's growth trajectory. While the outlook on the industry remains optimistic, backed by above normal monsoon and the upcoming festive season, we believe we have the right business strategies in place to secure the enterprise's long-term success. We expect all our segments, including exports and aftermarket, to continue to remain firm in quarters to come. We will leverage our deep-rooted industry experience and the positioning as the leading manufacturer and exporter of pistons and piston rings, piston pins and engine valves in India, to navigate the evolving market landscape and remain focused on maintaining a sustainable growth trajectory. While we continue to have a good business scenario, I would also like to inform all of you that our focus on sustainability and all subparts of ESG requirements will continue. We have made very good progress year on year on all these initiatives. By end March 25, we expect 35% of our power requirements at Ghaziabad to be met with solar, 5% at Pathridi, and almost 40% in our new Pithampur plant. I'm also happy to state that other initiatives like zero liquid discharge, more than water positive, 100% water positive, heat recoveries projects, and other scope 1 initiatives are progressing very well. Now, I will just quickly take you through the key financial highlights for the quarter, beginning with our consolidated performance. Our company registered a growth of 17.4% on year-on-year basis to report ₹8,634 million in total income during the quarter, as compared to ₹7,355 million in quarter 1 FY24. Our EBITDA expanded by 16.1% year-on-year to ₹1,918 million in Q1 25. The EBITDA margin stood at 22.2% as compared to 22.5% the corresponding quarter. Our profit after tax, PAT, for the quarter increased by 15.5% on year-on-year basis to ₹1,172 million during Q1 25 from ₹1,015 million in Q1 24. The PAT margin stood at 13.6% as compared to 13.8% the same quarter of the previous fiscal. On a standalone basis, we achieved a 7.3% year-on-year growth in total income to register ₹7,855 million in Q1 25 as compared to ₹7,322 million in Q1 24. EBITDA expanded to ₹1,807 million in this quarter, registering a growth of 9% on a year-on-year basis from ₹1,659 million reported in Q1 24. EBITDA margins improved by 35 basis points from 22.7% in Q1 24 to 23% in Q1 25. Our PAT for Q1 25 stood at ₹1,143 million, which grew by 10.5% on a year-on-year basis as compared to $1,034 million in Q1 24. Our PAT margin also expanded from 14.1% in Q1 24 to 14.6% in Q1 25, witnessing an improvement of almost 43 basis points. I am sure we'll continue to have this run in the coming quarters, and we look forward to growing our business and growing our margins in the year, in the quarters to come for this year. Thank you very much. That's all from my side at this stage. I request the moderator to open the floor for questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while you're asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jasmine Desai from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations on strong performance, particularly in terms of consolidated revenues. So my first question pertains to the subsidiaries. We have seen very healthy growth in revenues as well as margins, even on QOQ basis. Could you point out reasons for the same? Any order wins in EMFI or any other possible factors that you would like to call out?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Desai. First and foremost, you're right in your observation that our subsidiaries have done well in this quarter. And, I must highlight here that we have been winning new businesses both at SPR Takahata and SPR EMFI. And SPR Takahata, we have, ensured that the new businesses that we have won are also productionized soon, and in SPR EMFI also we have been able to do that, as a result of which thanks to the localization initiatives given by the government, SPR EMFI has been able to win some good businesses, and we have been able to also deliver on those starting in this quarter. So we hope to continue. We don't normally give the names of our customers to whom we have won the new businesses, because they are still a lot of validations and other things going on, and our suppliers have just started, so we do not want to at this stage give the details of that, but at the right time we will open up the names of some of the customers. But I can tell you that we have got really good customers in our pipeline.
Understood, sir. That's very encouraging to hear. Just any color possible in terms of the end-use segments, not specific customer names?
Yeah, as far as the end use is concerned, as far as SPR EMFI is concerned, we have won businesses for two-wheeler applications as well as four-wheeler applications. Including the four-wheeler applications, we have won businesses for both passenger cars as well as commercial vehicles. Now, as far as SPR Takahata is concerned, we have been able to win businesses for various applications. We have won businesses for some of the new programs, including some electric vehicles, requirements from a plastic injection molding standpoint. We have been able to win businesses with some of our tier one customers who then supply to the end markets for electric vehicles.
Understood. And so in your prepared remarks, you mentioned about looking for land in Neemrana adjacent to the existing facility. So what would be your outlook in terms of capex for this year and next year?
As far as SPR Takahata is concerned, it was very necessary for us to looking at some of the new businesses that we are winning and some of the pipelines that we have in terms of finalization with our customers, we felt that we would be falling short of brick and mortar space, and it was very necessary for us to put first find land. And luckily for us, the adjacent land which was presently being owned by somebody was already given back to the industrial body, and we were able to clinch it, and we have been able to strike the deal. So we are just closing that, and we should be able to start some kind of an operation soon. But as of now, immediately our priority is to ensure that our capacity is completely taken care of, existing capacities that we have, and we are on a good way to fill that capacity.
And just finally from my side, anything on M&A that you would like to highlight, the kind of candidates we are still looking for and financial parameters, etc., that we look at, anything that you would like to highlight?
No, we would like to highlight that our focus on M&A is very, very strong, and we are continuing to look at various options. We are in the midst of doing a couple of due diligences and other things. So we will continue our drive for that, but we don't want to compromise and just go behind any businesses. We want to ensure that the business that we go behind is, number one, accretive to our EBITDA requirements and EBITDA standards. And at the same time, we want to ensure that we are able to look at future technology businesses and technologies that will be looked at by the overall business fraternity and our customers.
Understood. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side. Wish you all the best.
Thank you very much, Jasmin. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshay Sam, Sam Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, team. Congrats on a decent set of numbers on a usually lean quarter. My first question is regarding the flex fuel applications. For example, Bajaj launched recently a Freedom bike, which is CNG powered. So is my understanding correct? If it gains more popularity, the value of products supplied by us for more flex fuel products will go up, actually, because it's more complicated.
Yeah. Hi. Hello, Akshay. Yes, you're right. First and foremost, I'm happy to state that we are the only source as far as the pistons and engine valves are concerned for the CNG applications for Freedom 125 to Bajaj. And we are working on a number of initiatives with other OEMs also with regards to applications in CNG and CNG bikes as well as CNG two-wheelers, other two-wheelers. So, we feel that from an Indian perspective, the other flex fuels have to gain a lot of market share, and it will continue to grow, and we feel that our presence there is going to really help us in growing the volumes. One of the reasons why we feel this is primarily because from a technology standpoint, we have a very good advantage thanks to our R&D center and our capabilities of doing our own in-house testing in the various test benches that we have in our plant. In fact, we are also doing testing for some of our customers in advance, so that we are able to fast forward some of these projects. So that way, I think we are well positioned. Thank you.
Sir, my second question is regarding our two new subsidiaries, SPR EMF and Takahata. So with Takahata, obviously, we have room for expansion. Is it more related to more applications that will go forward, or just building our customers? And regarding, I just wanted to know that what is our right to win in this business? Because obviously we are not the first company supplying the motors and controllers, and we are a bit, I won't say late to the party, but we are not the first. In the EV business. That's awesome.
Yeah, let me address this one by one. As far as Takahata is concerned, very clearly we are looking that there is room for expansion, as you rightly said, but room for expansion in not only in products which are agnostic to ICE engines, but completely in different arenas. You know, so for example, into seatbelt applications, into steering column applications, and so many other applications, various precision parts which are required for these applications. We are also addressing a lot of new customers who are coming into the fray, thanks to the non-Japanese customers that we are able to bring on the table with the strength of SPRL. So all that is really helping Takata to grow the business, and we'll continue to do that as far as SPR Takata is concerned. Now, coming to SPR EMFI, you are absolutely right. You know, we were not the first to come into this business, but the strategy that we adopted of doing a grounds-up engineering on this and be able to develop products locally and develop engineering solutions for our customers on a totality basis, which is including the motors and controllers together, we are probably one of the top companies in the country today to be able to address that. You know, so many of the other competitors, they supply motors separately and controllers come from some other party, as a result of which the tuning and other things becomes a problem, and we do have lot of failures reported in the end markets. Whereas here we are able to get everything time tested in our internal R&D, and we are able to give them full solutions with regards to all the performance curves, torque characteristics and everything, thereby giving a lot of strength to the customers and being grounds up localized in the country. I think we are also very well positioned with regards to our commercial strategy.
Thank you, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you very much, Akshay.
Thank you very much. To ask a question, please press star 1. Now, the next question is from the line of Rajit Agarwal from Atharva Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on the good set of results. I am a shareholder of the company as well, and I have known this company for more than 15 years. Ladiwala, working closely with the finance team.
Yeah.
Now, over the 15 years, the company has gained a lot of respect across segments. Now, having said that, there was an announcement, and I'm going to ask a couple of quick questions regarding that. Regarding the facility of rupees 15 crore being extended to the ND CEO. Now, this question is to Mr. Gupta. There is a clause in Companies Act, Section 186, Clause 7, which says no loan shall be given under this section at a rate of interest lower than the prevailing yield of 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, or 10 year government security closest to the tenor of the loan. So is that not applicable in this case?
No. In fact, we reviewed this in detail, and this is not applicable. And we complied the law as loan to directors. We come out with the scheme, and we complied the law not only at board level but at audit committee level also.
Okay, so this would be applicable to all the directors in that case.
So this is the special scheme only applicable to MD and CEO.
Okay, and there was no observations from the independent directors on this?
In fact, independent directors reviewed the scheme at audit committee and even at the board, and they approved this.
Okay, thanks for the clarification, sir. And one last question. There was a mention of listing on BSE sometime back. I think the process was initiated. Is that process still on? Are there any timelines around it?
Okay, so before coming to this, before answering this question, I would like to just explain that the scheme what board and audit committee approved, that was basically based on the performance. So the past performance of last many years, basically. So this is at the 4 years. So this is that the board approved it, and it's a kind of advance basically what board approved, and it's a kind of repayable advance. Retention.
No, that's fair enough, sir. So I didn't want to follow up with the question, but the fact that you are calling it as an advance, advance would ideally, theoretically speaking, would be against rendering of some services or goods. But there is no additional service or good which is being rendered against this additional advance, right?
No, it's normal services and basically the growth part, what he'll look after to the company. And
yes, sir. So I've taken the clarifications. I've followed your company, worked with your company and your management. So no further questions on that, sir.
Coming to your second question, the BSC listing part. So this is to inform you that we already submitted our application with the Bombay Stock Exchange. So now they are in the process of reviewing the same. So we are waiting for their revert.
So usually it would take a quarter, 2 quarters. I am not aware of that process. I'm just, just to know, it could take up to 6 months or up to 1 year.
No, I don't think it will take that much time. It will take minutes. And what we got to know from our consultant who are helping us in this process, it may take a span of almost 2 to 3 months.
Okay, great. Thank you and good luck, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and 1 at this time. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Kular, ACME Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes. Compliments to you for delivering excellent results. My question is very simple. What is the quantum of sales we expect to generate from subsidiaries? And secondly, follow-up of that, and in year 1, year 2, and year 3, and do we have any plans to demerge this company probably at some point in time and give the shares of this company to shareholders of Shriram Pistons and, create more value for the shareholders? Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
I didn't get your first question very well. Your line was very...
Okay. I'll repeat it, sir. So what is the quantum of sales do we expect from the subsidiaries in the year 1, year 2, year 3? Since we already started business and we started getting, we started winning the businesses. So would you like to say some quantum of sales?
Basically, we have already reported the sales of our subsidiaries, as you already know. So I don't, I expect that we will continue to only further grow. As far as the percentage of business is concerned, in our total overall story, I think we are anywhere between 12% to 14%. And we expect this growth story to continue with all the new projects that I just highlighted to a question from another participant, where I talked about the new businesses that we have won both at Takata and MFI. So we will continue to grow the business, and I'm hoping that, but while we do this, our growth story in SPR is also continuing, and hence the ratio of this thing, I think it's a good competition between all the companies to ensure that they're able to really deliver good results on a totality basis. So I think this story is going to continue. So at this stage, it's very difficult to say how much one company will grow as a percentage to other and all is very difficult to say at this stage. But we'll continue to maintain this, and I think you will be able to also see that in our results in terms of the quantum of mix that we have from these newer businesses to the legacy business that we have. So that's already in the public domain. Now coming to your second part of the question, whether we'll demerge, I think it's too early at this stage. We just started, the overall acquisition story, and we don't have immediately any plans of demerger because we feel that we'll need to grow these businesses and create more value, and we'll look at it at the right time.
Okay, sir. Sir, where do you see these two companies going? In next 5 years, combined sales of these two companies. Would you like to say what's your vision like?
Well, we have some vision, but we don't really give these numbers in the public domain at this stage.
Okay, no problem. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Sanjay.
Thank you very much. Participants who wish to ask question may press 1 star and 1 at this time. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Shah from Ambit. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening and congratulations on a good set of numbers. So, you know, just in continuation of the previous question, just wanted to get a sense of how you are looking at, you know, FY25 on a consolidated basis. You know, any colors that you can share in terms of revenue growth, even relative to, let's say, the auto industry. And in terms of this 22% EBITDA margin, how should we think about that in terms of sustainability or expansion going forward? Thank you.
Yeah. So as far as, you know, we are, you know, one good thing that has happened is I think we have still a very, very positive union budget, which is which will probably ensure that the growth story will continue. We see a good improvement in the numbers of on the commercial vehicle side, tractor side. And, you know, the two-wheelers are, continue to also have a fairly robust double-digit increase in their sales. And as far as passenger car is concerned, we do see a small dip, but we hope that it is very temporary dip because this dip is normally seen in the first quarter. So we don't, we are not getting too concerned about it. And we most of the you know, OEMs also take a lot of shutdowns to do their annual shutdown maintenance and other things. So we do see the first quarter always on a slightly lower side. So now with the festival season coming in, we expect the numbers to really pick up, and coupled with a good you know, budget, we see both rural and urban demand picking up actually. So we think that there will be a fairly good growth, and we will continue to outgrow the end markets because our aim is always to outgrow the end markets. And we have shown that also in the first quarter, even though it was a lean quarter, but we have outgrown the market. And that that happens with a lot of penetration and other exercises that we do to maintain our market lead positions. Now, coming to your second part of the question, can you repeat that question again? You're asking about the margins, right? So we had a 22% beta levels, and all the actions that we have done in the company has been always to make it highly sustainable kind of action, and we don't expect our actions to in any way not be sustainable. So we are looking forward to, you know, these numbers or even bettering it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We would like to remind participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. To ask a question, please press star and 1 now. The next question is from the line of Jaimin Desai, MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up, sir. Sir, in terms of the Q1 gross margins, if I look at, there was good improvement on sequential basis. Any reason for the same?
You're talking about gross margins on a consolidated basis or standalone?
Consolidated,
yeah. Consolidated has been fairly good, primarily because of market mix. You know, our customer end market mix has been quite good for us on an overall consolidated basis.
Okay. And sir, what is the outlook in terms of exports and aftermarket? Are we continuing to see good inquiries and orders related to the core products, especially because of businesses moving from China and Europe and other parts of the world to India? Anything you'd like to share on that front?
Yeah, we would only like to state that, you know, the markets in Europe as well as in the US and others are have actually had a very big impact coming out of these, you know, the geopolitical situations existing there. And, you know, the markets in Europe are down, and we do see impacts of that in the overall offtake. But thanks to our, you know, penetration into various countries, we have been able to actually do better than the first quarter of last year, even in our exports in this year. And we'll continue to do that. As far as fresh inquiries are concerned, we have you know, lot of inquiries on which we are working to see how we can convert it to business. You know, as you rightly said, businesses are getting transferred from you know, other parts of the globe.
Understood. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Prateek Bhandari, AART Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand as to what the kind of capex plans. Hello?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, what kind of capex plans are we having for the FY25?
You wanted a capex plan? Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, we normally do not give the exact numbers of the capex and all that, but we ensure that we are continuing to invest into our businesses as required in various segments of our businesses. So we are, as you might be aware already, that we put up a completely new plant for engine valves in Pithampur. We are now growing that business there in Pithampur. We are also continuing to invest in some of the areas, you know, where we see the need in terms of debottlenecking the operations or even doing a lot of automation. So there's a lot of capex that is being spent on these areas. So, and as far as our subsidiaries are concerned, with all the new businesses and the new lines that we are getting in, we need to continue to invest, and we are continuing to do that investment.
And you also mentioned that you are in the process of acquiring land parcel in Neemrana.
Yeah.
So have we done that completely, or we are still into the process of the same?
Yeah, we have already, you know, locked the land with the local authorities, with RICO, and we are in the process of paying the money and, you know, getting the land registered.
And this is for Takahata, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's for Takahata.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
EMFI, I had told you last time that we have already acquired the land. Now I have said this time that we have already started building the plant. So you can see the speed at which we are going.
Right. And when we can expect the same to ramp up?
The plant expansion will be ready sometime by the last quarter of this year.
Last quarter of this year?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Piyush from Acquaintance. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Can you throw some light on the industrial and the other non-automotive applications? What percentage of your turnover do they really form, and what kind of growth are you seeing in these set of applications and development? Is it faster than the auto?
Well, we could not hear you properly, Mr. Piyush. Can you repeat? Your voice is, you know, reverberating. We are not able to hear it well.
Okay, just hello. Is it better now, sir?
Hello.
Hello. Is it better now, sir?
It's slightly better now. Yeah.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on good numbers.
Yeah.
Sir, wanted to know more on the non-automotive component supply, so industrial engines, gensets, etc.
Yeah.
So, what proportion of your revenues does this business form, and do you see this alternative business growing at a faster pace relative to your auto business?
Yeah, you know, it's a very good question, and I would like to highlight here that we supply to various non-auto applications. You know, so we supply to gensets, we supply to railways, we supply to defense, we supply to you know, snowmobile applications, we supply to lawn mowers, we supply to compressor applications, we supply to braking applications, etc., etc. So if I really club all that, it's a fairly good size business, which is already, I would say, de-risked completely. And we expect these business to continue to grow, and we are also on a lookout for further improving and increasing our share in these kind of businesses. So we'll continue to do that, and I think we are progressing quite well.
So roughly still, would this still be closer to like say 15% of your business?
We normally do not give the percentages, Piyush. So because that is a segmentation of the market, and there are also a lot of competitors listening to us. So we have to be careful.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Piyush.
Thank you very much. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Akshay Sam, Sam Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the follow-up. Regarding SPR EMF, you said the last quarter of this year, the plant will be new plant will be operational. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
When can we expect optimum utilization of the facility? I mean, if you have a rough timeline, if possible.
So we do have timelines. You know, it's a very detailed working, a very, very detailed timeline. And, you know, we have quarter-on-quarter kind of with all the commitments given by customers. But all this depends also on the end markets. And as you know, the end markets are at this stage, as far as EV is concerned, there is still, you know, some of the areas to be improved in terms of the utilization as well as the volumes. The volumes are still muted, and we expect the volumes to pick up. As and when they do that, I think we have been able to set up this facility with a fairly good optimum volume. And, you know, I think, you know, at fair utilization level, we'll still be able to do quite well there. And we have still a lot of space. You know, it's an 8-acre land. We are presently building at, you know, half of that size and even less than that. And we will be able to easily expand as and when the volumes pick up.
Also, if I may, are there also plans on the anvil to move into different categories in the EV space and not just be limited to motor controllers? Is that other plans to do that?
Can you please repeat, Akshay, because we couldn't hear the last portion very well.
Sure. So what I'm saying is, are there future plans to move into adjacent categories other than motors and controllers?
Well, at this stage, we are focusing on motors and controllers because I think the space is very big. You know, just to give you some numbers, you know, while people don't realize it and there are still a lot of players and all that, but at the same time, you know, we are talking about 20 million motors to be made for the two-wheeler applications, 4 and 4.5 million motors and controllers to be made for the car applications, and many more such for various other applications. So the kind of, you know, continuous growth and investment that is required in this segment is quite huge. And our focus we want to keep, since we are the only company which is giving motors controllers together, manufacturing controllers right from, you know, the base level, I think, you know, we have to keep a lot of focus rather than trying to break this into various other areas. So we are focusing on maintaining this and ensuring that we are able to grow this business very well.
Sure, sir. Best wishes going forward.
Thank you. Thank you, Akshay.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Pradeep Chaudhary from Samarthya Capital. Please go ahead.
I want to ask regarding your aftermarket operations. What is our current market share? And where do we see us in the next 2 to 3 years in aftermarket?
Hi, Pradeep. Yeah, we are, you know, aftermarket is a very important portion of our overall business. And it really helps us to, you know, penetrate the market and grow quite well, even during lean periods as far as the OEMs are concerned. So it really helps us. We are looking at various additions of products also into this category, and we are growing this business quite well. Even last year, we did quite well in our aftermarket category, and we expect to continue this growth in this year.
Any color on the market share currently?
No, that's we, Pradeep, we don't give that breakup.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pradeep.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Vamsi Adela, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I have a question on the non-automotive segment. I believe that you make some components for marine industry. How do you see that segment is going will grow with all the defense spending from the government?
You're talking about the non-automotive business, right, Ramsiji?
Yes. I mean, marine, like shipbuilding.
We are actually into various applications, as I said, into defense, into marine, into, you know, snowmobile applications, etc., etc. So, all, you know, see, initially our focus on those areas was a little bit less. But over the last now 1.5-2 years, we have actually been able to win good businesses. As a result, now, that segment of the business, since we have just started that segment of the business is actually growing for us. So we think that it's a good segment and we'll continue to grow there.
Okay, thank you. And will it be better margins, EBITDA-wise, will it be better EBITDA than our...
Well, it is comparable to the kind of businesses that we do elsewhere. So that's what... No, it is certainly not... destroying my beta. It's always a beta accretive.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. To ask a question, please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Pratik Bhandari, AART Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, just wanted to understand that you mentioned that in terms of our exports, you know, we are facing some issues when it comes to the queries from Europe due to the geopolitical tensions. So I wanted to understand as to which other, you know, parts of the world are we getting the inquiries from?
No, well, I didn't say that we are having issues with the inquiries. I said that we are having more inquiries coming because of the geopolitical situation elsewhere in the globe and also because of the local supply issues there. So we are actually you know, having more inquiries and we are working on them. Now, as far as parts of the globe are concerned, we are exporting to 45 countries. So we have you know, requirements from almost lot of you know, companies abroad. And we also see this trend of many of the companies trying to vacate capacities. So we are ready to, you know, take these capacities and these businesses and fill our capacities.
So Europe is the largest market in terms of our exports?
Well, if you combine all the, you know, include some of the markets of England and others, then that will be the largest market, yes.
All right. And in terms of the non-automotive applications, you know, you stated that we are catering to many industries as well. So how much percentage of it, you know, flows to PSU and private, if you can give a bifurcation of the same?
Well, very difficult to give this bifurcation because there are also some applications, some supplies which happen through vendors because they do the, you know, cylinder head assemblies and things like that for some of these applications for defense. So it's very difficult to say what kind of percentage, but it's a fair-sized business which has remained more or less steady for us for the last many years.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Bharat Seth from Quest Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers. So my only question is that in this piston range and what is our capacity utilization are we seeing? That is what. And second, with the advent of now hybrid vehicles, so how we are really placed to address that market?
Yeah, very good question again, Bharatji. But let me first answer your second question first, if you don't mind. As far as the hybrid business is concerned, you know, many of the customers are today going in for hybrid solutions because, number one, they are able to meet the Euro, in fact, Bharat Stage 5 requirements also using these hybrid engines. Now, with hybrid engines, most of the customers are undersizing the engine a little bit, and it could be a parallel hybrid or it could be a series hybrid, depending on various applications. And based on that, we support this thing. The good part is that a hybrid engine requires the IC engines, and it will continue to require it. And we are working with number of customers and number of programs to be able to support them on that. Now, and this will continue because I think the growth of hybrid vehicles in the country is going to grow and it is going to continue. So this is going to be a good growth story for us in the future. Now, coming to market share of the capacity utilization part, I must only say that we don't give the exact figures, but our capacity utilization is quite good, and we continue to maintain it at a high level. But at the same time, I must also say that we continue to also work continuously on automation and other things to debottleneck capacities at various places to be able to continue to grow our capacity.
Okay, great. And sir, second question related to this BEV, this hybrid vehicle. So is it fair understanding that that also provide us to improve the our piston and ring business as well as motor and controller also?
Yeah, that's right. You're right. This gives us opportunity to sell piston rings and engine valves. At the same time, also look at the motors and controllers.
To get some kind of, see how much a value per content our, in that hybrid vehicle increases?
No, it increases quite well. I can't give you the numbers. Yes, it is, it's a straight increase of the motor and controller along with the, but what happens is, as I said, the customers cannot straight away take the increase of both the IC engines along with the motors and controllers as the end product cost goes up. So they normally tend to resize the engine. So for many places we are also seeing the possibility of customers undersizing the engine as per the requirement and then supplementing it by the motor.
Okay, thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Avim Shah, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Quick question. So I think in your opening remarks, you mentioned about the solar savings and new plant and all coming in. So
yeah.
Plus the new motors facility also coming in after subsidiary. So everything when coming in line, so broadly, can we expect that the margin should also increase from the current levels?
Avinjit, thanks for the question. What happens is most of these businesses are all the newer businesses. And, we expect, at every stage, we want to ensure that our margins are accretive. But, it is always important to see from a business perspective with regards to the overall projections and future projections that we have. So we don't normally, give the margin this thing, but I can only tell you that both, our expectations from all our business and product lines is that they will not, reduce our EBITDA margins and they will be EBITDA accretive. We don't compromise on that. We, in fact, many businesses, we walk out if they are bleeders for us.
But can our margins increase from these levels? Can our margins increase? Can we assume that the margins can increase from this quarter to, let's say, by the year end or something like that?
If you really analyze our results, you will realize that we are amongst the top performing companies as far as margin is concerned in the auto component segment. So I don't think we have we can keep on increasing it. But yes, we continue to outgrow the markets, and we ensure that we do amongst the best in the auto component space.
Correct. And how much would be the contribution of our subsidiaries to the
I already said this earlier, na? So we are varying between 10 to 14%, depending on quarter on quarter, month on month. But it will continue to grow. But luckily for us, our existing business is also growing quite well. So as a result, I think we will be able to maintain this. And it's not that we are going to end here, and we are going to continue to look at other M&A's possibilities that is going to take place. So this segment of the the overall pie will keep increasing.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. And all the best.
Thank you very much. The last question is from the line of Mr. Manas, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Manas.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, on consolidated basis, there was around 17% growth Y-on-Y in sales. So was that because of good end market mix, or was there any other reason also?
It was a combination of end market mix as well as volume growth. So in SPR Takata, we had volume growth. In SPR EMFI, also new volume growth because of new businesses. And in SPR, standalone SPR, we had both combination of volume and mix.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Manasji.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Krishna Kumar for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you, Deepika. Thank you, everyone, once again for joining our earnings call today. It has been really very good interacting with you, and with the kind of questions that you have asked, it really shows the amount of engagement you have with our company. Your participation made the discussions very engaging. We are dedicated to our business plans and aim to keep achieving positive results. For any further questions or information, please do reach out to our investor relations team at EY. On behalf of the company, again, I would like to thank you all once again and highly appreciate your time and involvement. Take care and goodbye. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
On behalf of Shriram Pistons and Rings Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.